101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Taryn in studio once again with another community spotlight. Today I am joined by the producing artistic director for the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival, Sarah Bruner. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. How are things going out there?
Things are going absolutely fantastically.
Good to hear.
We have two shows running in rep right now. We have two plays, The Heart of Robin Hood and Shakespeare's great tragedy, Macbeth, as well as having our Monday and sometimes Tuesday night concerts. And it's just been really active, eventful out there. If folks haven't been, I so hope they will pop over and check us out at Sand Harbor.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's just talk about that, too, because what makes this experience at Sand Harbor different from attending a theater, especially anywhere else? Because we do this outside.
Yeah, it's outside. And it's outside at literally one of the most beautiful venues in the country.
Right.
It's sort of like, you know, two for the price of one. You get to sit and watch a play, and you also just get a gorgeous view of the lake the entire time you're watching the play. But one of the things that I think is extraordinary about our venue and the experience is that the play is one of the things that evening, but it's not the only thing. So whereas Shakespeare liked to say the play's the thing, I like to say the play is a thing when you come out and see a show with us. But it's an opportunity to spend time with family, with friends. You arrive a little bit early. You can walk along and enjoy the beaches out at Sand Harbor.
Yeah.
You can have delicious food at Brim's while you're waiting for the show to begin. This is really like soup to nuts, just a wonderful event for the evening. And then on top of it, you get to watch live theater outside and, you know, take a break from all of the modern nonsense of our cell phones and screens and this and that, and just sit in nature and watch a play unfold. And there's nothing like starting out in broad daylight, watching a play with that lake framing the background. And then the night creeps in and the stars come out and extra magic just enters into the space. It's really a spectacular way to spend the night.
So just even with that in mind, this natural setting of Lake Tahoe, does that influence your artistic decisions, the design, the directing?
It absolutely affects what shows we are going to be doing because instantly we're imagining them outside.
Right.
And everything we do is the art is in concert with nature. So we're always looking for things that are complementary. In these shows, a lot of both of these plays, one of them takes place entirely in Sherwood Forest, right? Like, we are in the woods in Robin Hood.
Right.
And so there you are sitting on the lake surrounded by these mountains. And Boast of Macbeth as well takes place outdoors. So, you know, these plays, a lot of them were, Shakespeare was intended to be performed outside to begin with.
Sure.
So it's really a special experience. The thing that we like to say in theater is it's a one-room experience, right? There's no darkness. There's no division. There's no, the actors are there and the audience is there. It's, hey, humans, we're all out here together under this canopy called the sky in the exact same weather telling this story together. And that's one of the things that, you know, I think makes live theater most powerful. It's just that feeling of like sort of communion in nature with one another.
Yeah, I agree. It truly is magical. And we have Macbeth and The Heart of Robin Hood, which you had mentioned as well. And you directed one of these, right?
I did. I directed Macbeth, also known as the Scottish play.
Oh, it is so much fun. And The Heart of Robin Hood also playing. Both of these are playing through the end of August. Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival going on through the end of August. Is that correct?
That's right. And okay. We have got something going on out there every single night of the week.
Great.
So if you're thinking to yourself, you know, I've really never gotten out there before and I want to try to make it happen, but I don't know if I have time. Literally every night this summer, you can see something out on our stage.
Awesome. And where can everybody go to get all of the information, their tickets, all that good stuff?
LakeTahoeShakespeare.com.
That's easy. I know. Yeah. LakeTahoeShakespeare.com. Go experience it. It is just truly amazing outdoor theater. It does put you into such a different vibe than you get inside a building.
That's right. And it's an ancient art form. 2,500 years, people have been performing outdoors for one another. So there's something in it. There's something essentially human about that.
It is. It's truly captivating, if you will.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sarah, with the season or anything else coming up?
I think the two things that are really important to me for people to understand, The number of times I've seen people walk through those doors and realize, oh my gosh, I had no idea that this is what it was. Mm-hmm. It happens every single night. And so if you haven't been out, I just challenge you to come out and check us out because it really is an exciting experience. And number two, I said it a little bit earlier, but we are living in this age of endless screens and cell phones and in some cases isolation.
Yeah.
And we create instant community out at the theater every single night. And folks put their phones down and everybody looks in one direction and watches a story unfold. And there's something in both of these plays for everyone. And we work really hard and really intentionally on making these plays come to life. We cast folks both locally and from all over the country. And we so hope that you'll come check it out and see what we've been cooking up for you.
Absolutely. And you can get your tickets now at LakeTahoeShakespeare.com. Thank you so much, Sarah, for taking the time. I know that you're busy out there, and we truly appreciate you bringing Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival just for so many years. How many years?
54. We're headed into 55.
54 years of Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. And there's a reason why it's still going on. So go check it out. LakeTahoeShakespeare.com. Thank you so much, Sarah Bruner. You are awesome. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we appreciate what you bring to our community.
Well, likewise.
If you're just tuning in, you can listen to this in its entirety on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com, or you can go to Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE. Now back to our regularly scheduled program on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.